Recording in progress.
Testing the captions. There they are.
Quincy, past Quincy. Wow. So this is a big one.
Big, yeah.
Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order, and I guess we'll start with a roll call if we're ready.
Susan Fowler.
Here.
Here.
Georgiana Schuster.
Here.
Kim Fisher. Ann Robin.
Here.
Vicki Nicewander.
And I will second that motion.
Here, I'm sure it's
approve the agenda.
There's.
Is there some discussion about the agenda?
No, I just want to show it to y'all on the big screen.
There we go. Okay. All right, then. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The schedule, the acronyms, and glossary is all there. I'm assuming we don't have any citizen input unless there's somebody on Zoom. Anybody on Zoom?
Is your microphone on?
No.
Is it a bad microphone?
It just went off again.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Here. Why don't we trade?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I never look for that little red light, apparently. So I don't believe we have any citizen input unless there's somebody on Zoom who has something to say to us. Is there? All right, moving on. Chairperson's comments. That's me. You just deleted yours out of there. I just had a quick update on the system redesign project, but that's in the agenda, so I'll just pass on that for right now. Okay? And Lynn, you have comments.
I promised to defer my comments, so I will.
All right, so let's move forward to the approval of meeting minutes, page 21 through 27. Hopefully y'all had a chance to look at that in advance. We'll need a motion to approve.
I will make the motion to approve the minutes of their last meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll just push it over.
That's a good idea. And a second.
Second.
Thank you, Ann. Any other discussion on the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, moving on to vendor invoice list, page 28. Any questions on that? Motion to accept. Thank you, Susan.
Move.
Second?
I will second that.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Oh, my goodness.
All right, it's fine. I'll just check it every time. I'll try and remember to check it. No problem. Vendor invoice list we did. Staff reports are enclosed. Does anybody have any questions from that or comments? Always appreciate the information, for sure. Okay, moving on to statewide system redesign. I have just a quick update on what has been happening with that I got this morning. So apparently the group has been in discussion with Kim Mercer Scheidler of the council and Kim Zeller of Gray Graham Group. Yeah, she's a very active participant in this, and they're talking about determining details of setting up an independent Engage Illinois organization. So that will be a good thing. They also had a meeting with Samantha Alloway of the ARC of Illinois this past week to talk about sustaining systemic change in Illinois, which I think is an important thing. And the next thing is to talk with Ryan Croak, the governor's assistant for human services, and to find out what the governor needs and what form he needs it in to make this effort move forward. So that's kind of what I have so far. And that's all. Next thing.
I have a question.
Yes, questions.
So how can we get updated information? Because I tried to get on their radar, but
I that's why I got this update, because I contacted Sharon and said what's going on.
So the way to do it is just email Sharon and ask the question.
I would say so. They're perfectly happy to work on their own.
Okay.
But I think we'll be more effective if we have more people engaged. So hopefully they will take the hint that, we need to involve people as we're moving forward with this.
I mean, if it makes it easier for the organizer, for us to be proactive and reach out to her, I can do that. I mean, it's like, I kind of want to make it a regular agenda item for y'all, just some kind of update, if that's okay with you.
That would be really perfectly important. Fine, and just so that keeps it on my radar as well. But I have a real sense of urgency about this, so I really have been kind of a pest as far as the organization goes. Anything else on that? All right, then, let's move forward with the election of board officers. And what is the procedure for that?
I'm not sure. Like, we actually, Chandra has a lot of experience with parliamentary procedure and just came back from a really large organization managing details like this. So I would be more comfortable asking her. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Uh-oh.
That is not Chandra's voice.
That is definitely not Chandra's voice.
Something's wrong with the audio, Chandra. Uh-oh.
Is that better now?
Oh, yes.
That's her voice.
Okay. I know what happened. So, according to your bylaws in July, you have to nominate officers. And so you put the name of each officer in place, but it has to be two separate motions. So you would make a motion to nominate the president, and then ask from anyone if there are any nominations from the floor at least three times. And then you close the nominations, and then you move to vote in the president. And then you do the same thing for your vice president / secretary.
You ask for nominations from the floor three times?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you do the same thing if there are any other nominations from the floor. That's procedure, but you as a chair, you can ask for one time, but that's common practice in parliamentary procedure.
Okay. Seems like a bit of overkill given that we only have four members present today. So
okay, that's fine.
Thank
so
you
get to be Vicky's, Robert's, Vicky's rules of order.
Yeah,
today.
I like that. Okay. All right, so we need nominations for the role of president of the board. Anne?
I nominate Vicki Nitzwander to continue in that role.
And do we need a second?
Yes.
For that, right?
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Georgiana. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any? No. Okay. There are no nominations from the floor. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Mic went off. It went off. And I will accept, and I appreciate your support in that. Okay. Role of secretary. Georgiana has been the secretary for a little bit now, but looking to end her term on the board, and so we're not going to necessarily
nominate,
recruit her for that again. But I would like to nominate Anne Robin for that role if she is willing.
Oh, all right.
All right. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Any other discussion? Any more nominations from the floor? All right, then. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we got that done. Congratulations and thank you. All right, draft budgets. And we need an approval for what Chris worked so hard on. Does anybody have any? Well, let's do the motions first and then we'll have discussion, okay? Motion to approve. There is a thing that I have to read, right? Because it's money.
Two, yeah.
Okay, 96 to 90. No, that's not it. 81.
So the motions are on.
Your mic's off.
The motions are on page 81 at the. What's that? And they're, what you're approving, what we're asking you to approve is the budget on page 83
mm-hmm.
and the budget on page 84, which the Mental Health Board also needs to approve, and they did. So there are no changes from the Mental Health Board to that one. If you have any changes, we would take it back to them at a subsequent meeting. I do think that will be back to you at some point because there are always updates from the county later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to start with budgets that these boards have approved, affirming these boards' authority over their own budgets. And then the county board has the authority to determine whether to release the levy at the level requested. So they might have additional information for us, but in the end, they have the final say. So we want to get it as right as possible, according to you all, before they make the final.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, the final say means releasing the levy. It doesn't mean changing anything, but you can change things.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll go ahead and read the first one here. A motion to approve the attached draft 2025 CCDDB budget with anticipated revenues and expenditures of $5,465,394. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any comments or questions on the budget? No? All right, then. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, no. Roll call.
Oh, roll call.
Your
right.
Microphone
and my
off.
Mic went off again.
It's mine. Ann Robin?
Yes.
Georgina Schuster?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yeah. Yes.
You need the microphone, too.
Mine went off. I'll start over. Ann Robin.
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Kim Fisher. Vicki Nicewander.
Yes.
Went off. Yes. I don't know. A new box of batteries might be good. Okay. Next one is motion to approve the attached draft 2025 IDD Special Initiatives Fund budget with anticipated expenditures of $239,063 with equal revenues including transfer from fund balance. Use of this fund is consistent with the terms of the intergovernmental agreement between the CCDDB and CCMHB, and full approval is contingent on CCMHB action. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve this budget.
Okay.
Second.
Second from Susan. Any discussion? Questions? We're just whipping right through this stuff. Do you have anything, Lynn?
This budget is not likely to change related to any news from the county. We had I had some questions for them about deposits, like investment interest has been really healthy in the last few years, but it's not healthy if the money's not in the fund. So this year, the DD Board and the Mental Health Board both had very, very late deposits of property tax revenue. So I don't know if that will impact other tax revenue. And we never know what's going to happen with Expo revenue, but the Special Initiatives Fund is so simple, and this is really like, there is really no news that would change this other than maybe the individual who's still got about $5,000 in there in a trust fund could use that, but we could still just leave this budget. So you probably won't see this one again. Hopefully it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Anything else? All those, no, this is a roll call as well. Thank you.
Ann Robin.
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Vicki Nicewander?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Next up, the MOU with United Way for 211 services on page 96. And this is an authorization for renewal of the 211 information services. Do we have a motion to approve?
I so move.
Thank you, Susan. Second?
Second.
Would you mind reading the motion?
Yeah. Sure will. Okay. It is on
96.
Too much paper.
You know
okay.
What?
It's
right here.
I got.
If it's easier.
Okay. I got it now. Motion to approve the attached memorandum of understanding with United Way of Champaign County for 211 services at an annual cost of $11,250, pending similar approval by the CCMHB, and to authorize the executive director and board officer to enter into the agreement. So now the motion is from Susan, and there is a second from Ann. Thank you. Any other discussion?
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Ann yes. Robin.
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster.
Yes.
Kim Fisher. Vicki Nicewander.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. All right, moving on very quickly. This could be a quick meeting if we keep going at this rate. So it's setting the stage for 2025 and 26 on page 99, the funding priorities and strategic plan. Talk about this.
This is just, this document is really meant to summarize. It doesn't go into the detail that the strategic plan and the priorities memo from for PY25 go into, but it's time for us to start updating both of those documents. The goal is to bring you first drafts in September, and so I wanted to kind of put the main pieces together so that at some point, maybe it was May, y'all approved extending the three-year plan for an additional year and simply updating the objectives. So the objectives are listed here. They're not fully written out, but just for your feedback. And you can provide feedback in any way you want to right now or talk to me later. We have a survey that captures some of that too. And then we did the same thing with the priorities. They're just broad categories, and they've been organized this way for a bit. One thing that's nice about maintaining the broad categories sort of as they are is that you can compare from one year to the next. But at last week's discussion, we found really what is kind of maybe a problem with the way we're organizing them, which is that you are funding a lot of self-advocacy groups and activities, but it's not captured because those are within other programs. Mm-hmm. So we may need to do some tweaking of these priorities to allow agencies to fully capture what their programs are doing that you are looking for. So this is just another starting point for receiving that kind of input from you. Then we have finally a couple of notes on the application process, and there are things that we update every year, and sometimes we update them a lot. But every time you make a change like that, there are two risks. Sometimes the system developer, it makes the change for us, but it creates a problem elsewhere. And then sometimes, I'm thankful that agencies are so honest with us. Sometimes just changing stuff is a little chaotic for them. So we want to be careful about what we change, that we're not just doing it for the sake of making a change. But that is a process we start engaging in now. Mm-hmm. And then suggested actions are just things for you to think about. Like if you want to change any of the content of the information that we bring you when you're considering applications or the process by which you review applications, we're looking for feedback about that too. So, you know, there was a nice discussion last week. There's a survey. Like I said, you can email us. We'll also present documents, hopefully in September, that you can react to then as well. So if you don't have any comments for us now and you want to just wait and see what we come up with and react to it in September, that's also fine. But it, for me, it's it marks the beginning of the cycle to provide you this.
Okay. So just one question. The survey that you sent out really is about tweaking the language that currently exists, really, because it kind of, I just started it and it just kind of looked like it was, let's talk about this phrase and let's talk about.
Yeah. Or to say, like, this is not useful anymore. And then there's comment, there's like open comments at the end of the sections that, like, I think you can write as much as you want. You could say the structure is the problem. You know, like, like I wanted to make it open-ended if possible, but also surveys are not that easy. It takes a long time, even if it looks like a simple survey. So it's okay if you don't want to react that way at all.
Okay.
It's just totally optional.
Give comments if you need to. Yeah. All right. Any other comments or questions on that, Susan?
Well, it's not on the survey. It's just on the application process, which started 2 weeks early. And was that helpful for the agencies? Is that something to try and continue? Or did it, I mean, did it make a difference? Did it put pressure on the staff?
No, it wasn't harder for us. It sped up the process for you a little bit by like a few weeks, but y'all did it last year. I don't think that any agencies really used it to get an early start, but we had everybody got their stuff done on time. Some before the deadline, which we've seen before, but it was a lot more agencies done before the deadline. So I can't, you know, it's possible people went in there, looked at what was being asked, and then didn't go back to it until they were ready. So I feel like it's, if we can leave it open longer, it's worth it. We also sometimes lose a lot of time with glitches that we didn't know about. So that, you know, that's kind of important to me too. So I would still be really for opening it in December like that, even if nobody else is using it except us. And then we're like, oh.
I personally, I'm in favor of leaving it open at the same time this year, simply because as a person who has written a couple of grants before, just having that extra buffer of time gives you a chance to go in and think about it, write what you think you want to write, and then dump everything in on like the second of the last day before the grant's due. That's typically what a lot of grant writers will do.
Okay.
But doesn't mean they're not doing the work. They're just not putting it into the actual system until they're ready to do that.
What was the official time period last year? Was it December blah to January blah? Or I don't know.
It was December 22nd, which, you know, we got some negative feedback through the grapevine, like, why are you opening it before Christmas? Well, we used to open it on New Year's Day. And the last time we did that, it took me 8 hours to get things to work right, and I was at the funeral home.
Oh.
And it was a holiday, so I thought, you know, it's always going to be near a holiday or close to a weekend. So, you know, I really wasn't that worried about it. But we did not take any time from the other end of it. It was February 12, I think, which has been right around the same time each year, but we did it on a Tuesday or a Monday.
That was the end date?
Our end dates had been Fridays, which was making for very chaotic end-of-week action on our part. So having it on a Monday, like it was, you know, when people had last-minute problems, we were a little bit more ready to help. I think it ended on a Monday, not a Tuesday, right?
I think Monday.
It was a Monday?
I think Monday.
See, I think so because I was at a conference and had to deal with a bunch of problems with it, but not agency problems, technical stuff. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that was the big lesson learned is don't have our deadlines be Fridays. Just, I mean, give people the weekend because unfortunately a lot of people have to work over the weekend. So.
February 22nd was a Wednesday.
So I think it was the 12th.
Okay. Oh, the 12th, sorry.
Yeah, it was Monday.
That was, make sure I'm in the right year, sorry. Yeah.
Sounds like leaving it the same is what folks want to do.
We could consider it a two-year experiment. Like we tried it last year, it seemed good. Try it this year and see what happens. If, mm-hmm. if it's really not that much better for people, or if it puts y'all in too much of a bind to approve these documents quickly, or if we can't get the application stuff set up in time, then those would be reasons to move it back to early January. But I don't know. I think it's worth trying.
I appreciated the extra time. I don't know about anybody else, but it gave me a chance to really dig in a little deeper maybe. And we had some really good conversation about it. So just my opinion. All right, moving on. Input to the county board, page 106. And this is on paratransit services for information only. Were there any comments or questions on that?
So I didn't change the date on this memo because I did that on July 18th. I went to the county board meeting, and my public input was by far the least controversial. It was really, you know, kind of boring compared to everything else they were having to deal with. They didn't, you know, they don't respond to public input, but on the break, I ended up talking to people in the audience who had something to say about transportation and accessibility in Champaign County. So I felt happy that it does resonate with people as like, this is an area for improvement, whether they can do it using ARPA funds or not. It's on the record, and there was audience support for it. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. And you were recognized at that meeting for your years of service, so congratulations on that. Glad you're still with us. Okay, moving on to old business, fiscal year 25 funded programs. There's an information sheet that's included for information only. Next on the agenda, is there any comment on that? No, okay. Evaluation capacity building project update. Do we have somebody from the Resiliency Center to talk to us? They were probably at the last meeting.
They were at the last mm-hmm. meeting. Yeah, so they're mm-hmm. probably not at this meeting.
Okay.
I do have a follow-up.
Okay.
So they had an idea that was really interesting of pairing DD board members with mental health board funded agencies to practice storytelling and the impact of storytelling. But there was a question about possible Open Meetings Act issues around that. So I asked the state's attorney civil division chief for some input. He said, absolutely would have to do it in a public meeting just to avoid, because even if you start with it's not board business, it's not anything the board is going to take action on, it is so closely related to board standards and policies that the conversation could drift that way or be perceived that way. So that's one barrier. And then there are a couple of other things, which are creating the perception of or the reality of an advantage for those who practice their storytelling when it comes time for applications to be considered. So that, you know, because this is public money, we have to be very careful that all information that could create an advantage for an applicant is public. So that was another consideration. And then the third one, which he didn't bring up, but after the comments, I remembered this. You know, in 2022, Illinois passed some very strict grassroots lobbying laws that really threaten the way we receive public input from agencies, so that it is much safer for agencies to just give staff the input and then we bring it to you. Like, just allow them the arm's length so that they don't run the risk of any problem with that. My understanding is that guidance has still not been issued about that law, and that many people see it as way too restrictive and that it would it will probably be revised, but to my knowledge, it isn't. So just in an abundance of caution, that conversation directly between agencies and people who make decisions about these funds might create other problems. So this very exciting idea they had for a workshop is maybe on hold for a minute. We've made a suggestion that we think the second most important audience for storytelling about the impact of services would actually be the people receiving services. Yes. So I think hopefully they're thinking about how to do that. We have lots and lots of contacts with self-advocacy groups that neither board funds. And then if there were self-advocates in programs that are funded by either board, they could do that swapping of roles to remove the potential conflict of interest. So hopefully they're thinking about that. It's a really cool idea, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other comments or questions on that? All right, then. Disability Resource Expo update, page 113 to 117. Looks like things are cooking for the expo. All right. No comments or questions on that. Okay, very good. Let's move on to successes and other agency information. Any takers on that? Nothing? Oh, okay, we got one.
We have a new staff member, it appears, department. Please, her name is Lashana Orr.
Lashana? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Hey, I see Lashunda is there, and maybe you want to make some comments. Would you both mind signing into the chat so we have the correct information about who was here, but your comments first.
Would you like to say something, Lashana?
Absolutely. I just want to say that I'm glad to be here, and just look forward to my time and whatever I can contribute.
Great. Thank you. All right.
Okay. I think, yep, my mic's on. This is Hannah Sheets with Community Choices. Just a quick update. Today we are starting, we're hosting what we affectionately call the Canadians, but the team from Queen's University that is doing the international study that Community Choices is a part of, they arrived yesterday, but today we're starting training for our self-advocates and parents who are going to be conducting some of the research interviews with other parents and other self-advocates within our membership. So that's all starting today, which is very exciting. They are providing all the training, and we got to offer some feedback on what we thought would be, you know, helpful and successful. But they'll be here for 3 days. And then after that, our self-advocates and parents will work with our staff to schedule interviews with our members who have said they'd be interested in providing feedback. That study is going. It's very exciting. We'll be around, but we will probably be in all-day trainings a little bit this week. So
is there a specific focus for this research project?
The style of the study is about participatory goals. And so the general umbrella of the study is based off of, they're looking at ways families and individuals use national supports and agency supports together? And what does that look like? And what does that look like in different areas of the world with different resources? Mm-hmm. So that's the overall focus of the study. What it will look like within each site kind of depends on the feedback they receive from participants. So that is the part of the study that I'm not as familiar with because it is a different style of research than I'm used to. But so we will see then from these interviews what the specific goals and focus for community choices in the study is. Is that helpful?
It is. Okay. It is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Hannah. All right. Any other successes and agency information from Zoom? Are we done with that? Sounds like. And we don't have Leah here today, so is there anything on county board? You gave us some mental health board input.
So they met last week and approved their budget. They co-approved the IDD Special Initiatives budget, both as presented, and they also approved the updated Memorandum of Understanding with 2-on-1. So I'll send around a signable document later today.
Okay.
To y'all.
Looking forward to it.
And they also are taking August off. They had elections the month before. They're going to take they're not going to have that August meeting either. I guess August 21, maybe? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any board announcements or input? Well, and Ann's not here, so. Ann, do you have any announcements or input?
No.
Okay. In that case, I think we have a record-setting end of our meeting.
Yeah, that
is pretty amazing. Thank you for attending. It is a good time. Get out before it hits. Okay. Thank you, everybody.